Welcome to another episode of Countercharge.
Not Countercharge. Rewind. What are we on?
Well, hold it, Steve. This is Steve Hildreth and Mark Zielinski, right?
That's right. So it must be Countercharge, right? We're from Countercharge,
aren't we? I think we are. We know. Oh, there you go. Now, Steve, I think that we are going to be talking about other content creators today besides MUP.
That's right. So, I just thought it'd be a really cool idea to do a listing out of all the podcasts, YouTube channels, and some blogs for content creators that are creating Kings of War content, because there are a lot of them, and new players might not know they exist. In fact, established players might not know they exist. So you'll find all the links for everything we're going to talk about in the show notes, and we're going to just run through each of the names, if we can remember who runs them, we'll talk about that. But God knows we're terrible with names at our age. And then we will talk a little bit about what they do, what we think they do. Should we give them a rating out of 10? Best not.
Best not. We'll talk about why we love them.
Oh, yes. Because, of course, we love them all and they're all a 10. That's why. No beef here. That's what I'm saying. No beef whatsoever. However, I would say right at the beginning that if you are producing Kings of War content and we've forgotten you, we're very sorry. We'll do a follow-up where we list all the ones we've forgotten. But we did I did the best job that we could to kind of collect all the names that we've got. There is more and more all the time. So if we missed you out, especially if we actually know about you, then I am really sorry. It's not intentional. It's just that we are old and forgetful.
There you go. So this podcast came about because, well, I listened to all the MUP episodes and then – well, my Countercharge queue was empty, and then I was looking through my podcast. I know, and I'm like, holy, I'm caught up on everything. What else can I find? And I found a couple things, and so Steve cobbled together a list, and here we are. So
that's right. So we're going to crack on with podcast. So I listen to a lot of podcasts because I have a lot of driving with my job. And so, yeah, I've got a reasonably good list of podcasts we can run through. There's less podcasts than I would like, I would say. There are a few, but there's less than there used to be. So kicking off with the best one, right, Mark? The best one.
Absolutely. Of course, we want you to listen to the Mantic Universe podcast. Number one, we love you guys. And, this list is for, you know, when those times when you're not full of MUP shorts and MUP monthlies, etc. So, exactly. And also, as Rob would, FNUF from Countercharge would always say, you know, get some new voices. So that's kind of what this is all about. So,
right. So, yeah. So MUP is a collection of amateurs wanging on about nonsense. However, the professionals, the old school, the big daddy of Kings of War podcast is Countercharge. If you don't know what Countercharge is, boy, have you been missing out. And there is a lot of back content to get through, a lot.
Yeah, we started back in August 2015, I believe. So this is a podcast I helped co-found, and actually it started with Mantic Radio way back in the day in 2013. So it's got a long storied history, and Rob and the guys over there, they really put a lot of effort into producing a professional podcast. And, you know, Jake Cherapica once said they're the ESPN of Kings of War podcasts. So, you know, MUP, we're like a compliment to them, and we're kind of like Fox Sports or something like that. So, but, you know, if you want the slick, slick, good editing and things like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know what either of those things are, but one of the things Countercharge gives you is something for everyone. Right. So no matter what you like or want to listen to, whether it's narrative or whether it's game, the quality of gaming or how to get new players or tournaments, or, you know, there is something for everyone. I remember when I first started, I think I'm one of the few people that might have listened to nearly every Countercharge episode, but I ran through a lot of the List Builder Studios, which I think if you're interested in being a good quality player, most of the best players in the world have been on List Builder Studios. So it's a really, really good set of podcasts. Anyway, you have probably heard of Countercharge, so we're going to move on to one of my favorite podcasts, which is Direct Misfire. Mark, you listen to Direct Misfire?
I do on occasion. So they are based in Australia, are they not, Steve?
They are based in Australia. They have two things they've got. One is the very best intro of all podcasts, especially about Kings of War, but I think of all podcasts. So if you listen out for that, it is fantastic. But they're also a really cool bunch of guys. They do talk about specific Australian tournaments, but it is good fun, a good fun listen. They're very jovial. It feels like hanging out with a group of friends. So thoroughly, thoroughly recommend Direct Miss Buyer. And it's kind of a similar vibe to the next one, which is Unplugged Radio. Mark, Unplugged Radio, one of your faves?
Oh, yeah, absolutely one of my faves. I just listened to the unscripted episode. It was fantastic. So, guys, feel free to do unscripted episodes anytime you like. So it was very good catching up with everybody. And, yeah, they're not recording as much. And, you know, Jake's not an official host on the podcast anymore, but they continue to soldier on. John Van Oss blows my mind with how much he can paint. I'm so jealous.
Yes, it's John Gregg and Mike Rossi now, isn't it? And I love Mike Rossi. I'm a fully signed up member of the Mike Rossi fan club, and I've told him this embarrassingly a number of times, and he's kind of like, okay, that's cool, you're weird, leave me alone. But I love Mike Rossi. I love his voice. I love his whole attitude. I think the guy is just amazing. So I love Unplugged Radio. I wish they would make more. And that genuinely, just like Direct Miss Fire, it's like sitting down with a group of friends, and it just Jake not being on it just means there's like 90% less anime talk.
right, and less book talk and everything else.
So, listen, gross books. Who cares about that? Am I right?
Well, the one time I got to go on the show, we didn't talk about Kings of War at all. We talked about Pokemon. So,
no, I love Jake and I miss him on the show. But yeah, great podcast. Love Unplugged Radio. Love Drum is Fire. So the next one is. Relatively new, and it's not really a podcast, I would say. It's actually a YouTube channel, so we're kind of sinking into YouTube a little bit here. But Newbie Dice is available as a podcast. So Newbie Dice is run by Paige Neo over there in Singapore. Mark, you listen to Newbie Dice?
Absolutely, go Paige. So I think we've got a crossover episode coming up with Newbie Dice. So I know we did part of one, but I think we're going to be doing another type of collaboration with them sometime soon.
Page's podcast and YouTube, because it's the same content, just sometimes with pictures, I say is for people who are really interested in the technicality of the game, like really fine-honing. You know, Page is an acknowledged kind of power gamer. He wants to be the very best, you know, proper like ex-war machine type, very precise player, very cool guy, and he's really interested in playing at the highest level, I think. So if you're interested in that kind of side of it, Newbie Dice is definitely for you. Yep. And then there's just one more podcast, which is a brand new podcast. And hands up.
5 episodes so far.
Yeah.
So.
I admit I have not listened to this yet because I keep forgetting to add it to my queue. But it is the WHP Pubcast. WH Pubcast?
Yep. WH Pubcast.
Pubcast. Correct. So, Mike, what's it about? Tell me.
This is the guys over at Wing to Star Publishing doing their own podcast. So we actually have an episode coming up with Brandon Rossbond here that I'm going to be doing with Peter later this month. But this is their podcast. I don't know what the schedule is. I think it's more than monthly. But Mark Barber, one of the authors over there that has written some Kings of War novels, sits down with Brandon Rossbond, and they go over the more technical parts of writing. So it's very, very interesting. They've had Ben Stoddard on as a guest, and, you know, like this latest podcast is all about dialogue of characters and things like that. So if you're into writing and things like that, it's a very interesting podcast to listen to. And I'm actually signed up for their seminar that they're having at Adepticon. So very, very excited about that.
Apparently sold out, I understand.
It is sold out.
That's very cool.
That is correct.
Mark Barber's a cool guy, and so is Brandon Rossbond, actually. Yeah, I've met both of them. I haven't met Ben, that's a lie. I haven't met Mark Barber. I feel like I've met him because I talked to him so much, because I was a bit of a fan, and he was kind enough to respond to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did a number of episodes with him on the Narrative Workshop over on Counterchart, so I feel like I know him, too. So, yeah, but yeah. And Steve, before we move on to YouTube, I've got to mention podcast I want to come back, and the podcast I desperately want to come back is the Beer Phase. They put out a podcast a little bit recently with a little catch up, but that's Mark Cox, Jeff Swan, and oh, my brain just popped.
and the one that he doesn't like, to be clear. No, I used to BFA's. BFA's was really good. They came back and did an episode recently.
They did. They did. And I love the guys. I love going to Texas tournaments, and I so love that podcast. So
that was a cool
really, one. Really good, because I like beer. So, you know, it was a great combination of everything. And so going down there for the team tournaments and Lone Wolf and stuff, I could go down and, you know, go to the breweries that they talked about on the podcast and stuff. And it was a lot of fun. I love that podcast. I'm sorry, Ryan.
Ryan. Oh, it's Ryan. Yeah. He goes, it's just one of the best painters in the country. It's fine.
Absolutely.
It's interesting. Absolutely. Look at these podcasts. So you've got MUP, which is based in Germany. Countercharge is US. Direct Misfire is Australia. Unplugged is US. Newbie Dice, Singapore. Wing Tassar is based, I guess that's kind of a British podcast.
Baltimore, kind of.
Baltimore, yeah. And then you've got Beer Faces America. There are no British podcasts about about Kings of War. There used to be a Four Foot Snake. Which
Four
was
Foot Snake, absolutely.
John Fawkes's podcast, wasn't it? But I think they just couldn't be bothered to do Four Foot Snake.
Well, John, I don't think John's playing Kings of War anymore. He's all Dead Zone all the time now.
He is Dead Zone all the time. He's he's a cool guy. He's on my Clash of Kings with me. And there's no, if you wanted to make a podcast and you're British. And you're not boring. There's a gap in the old market there for you. There's a casual 7 podcast about Kings of War, the world's smallest war game. I love that.
But I do have to point out, Steve, we have lots of people in the UK covering stuff for MUP. So yourself, Peter Taylor Swift. Oh, yeah.
To be fair, Chris Thomas is actually English. He just happens to live in Germany. And Clement's French. He just happens to live in Germany, too. I think it's a Spanish podcast. We should have said at the top, this is all English language content. There is content for Kings of War not in the English language. For example, Fred, didn't Fred Oslo have a...
No, Conger Krieg. I think it's still going on. That's a Norwegian.
Yeah, Norwegian one.
Yep, absolutely.
So there is non-English language content. So if you are making... Giant Dwarf. We can't talk about... Giant, podcast. I'm mentioning the legendary podcast that was Giant Dwarf and 1 Minute D&D and all that kind of stuff. That was my hands down favorite podcast. Anyway, there are other non-English podcasts, but obviously me and Mark don't speak any other languages because we're complete idiots.
No parlez-vous français. So
no, yeah,
no.
All right. Anyway, so on to YouTube. YouTube. So. There is more YouTube content than there is podcasts, possibly because it's more popular these days. But top of the list, number one, the old school, the legendary Mastercrafted, Kyle Preslinski's own channel that got him hired by Mantic in the first place. Who knows if he's regretting that decision, but Mastercrafted is producing content again, which is very, very exciting for everyone. Right, Mark? They are the OG, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah. And Kyle Poole has joined up now, so you get Dino Lord. In addition to Kyle. So very, very cool. It's good to see him back again. I thought that, they were going to put the kibosh on Mastercrafted, but it's back. So
well, I think it's very, because very cool. Andy is now doing the video content for Mantic, right? Which kind of frees Kyle up to do what he wants. So, yeah, that's cool. So Mastercrafted, love that. Love Kyle. He's just incredible. And then, of course, there is the one and only Orange Legend Andy2D6 himself. Andy's
That's
been producing
right.
content for a long time, and he's got I'd say like 50 Warhammer content. Is that fair to say, Mark?
He's been around for a long time, and I remember his Countercharge bumper, gonna charge those counters. The Orange Legend.
He's a cool guy. He still does a bit. I don't know if he does the Andy and Rem show anymore, but anyway, he does his tournament reports. So really, really good tournament reports, very thoughtful. Really good quality content. So that's Andy2D6. And then there is Newbie Dice. We already talked about Newbie Dice. It's the same content, but on a video.
This is Max McDougall from McDougall Designs, your provider for all things Mantic and other wargaming products here in the U.S.
There you go. I'll introduce the next one.
Who's this guy? Who's this joker?
Then there's my favorite YouTube channel, Death by Dragons, run by our friend Steve Hildrew. So tell us all about your YouTube channel, Steve.
So my YouTube channel is mostly Battle Report. So it's a bit of a mishmash at the moment. I started off doing Battle Reports, so I could learn about Kings of War. And then after a while, I picked up the community update, ran that for a long time. I don't do that anymore, but
we love that, Steve. That was fantastic. Thank you so much for doing that. I know how much work it was.
It was just became a bit of a pain in the end, so I gave up doing that. And also, I had to be people didn't like it when I was opinionated, so I decided to be nice to everyone instead. And then there's lots of Clash of Kings content on there because that's kind of a big part of my Kings of War life. I'm back doing battle reports. I've got my friend Rich is coming over to record another battle report, so as well as tournament reports. So that's kind of what my channel is. Not regularly updated, but it's all right. It's up there.
Hey, there you go. I'm looking at my Death by Dragons coffee mug. So
there you go. You see the high quality merchandise. I've got merchandise. So moving on, we've got Caffeinated Warlord. Caffeinated Warlord, you might have known as
Two Dabblers,
which is where he did I really like that idea. It was a YouTube channel with his wife, and she did cross stitch content, and he did Kings of War content. Which is the oddest thing.
Absolutely. But, you know, it was fun. And, I just ran across this one, actually, the other day. I'm like, oh, really? So YouTube did its job with the algorithm.
Yeah.
And it popped it up in my feed. It's like, cool.
That's cool. So. Except I do now kind of my guilty pleasure, I do occasionally sit and watch the cross-stitch videos. It's kind of soothing. I'm sitting here painting, got a little cross stitch video on. You know, I'm just learning about cross stitch. I know all about their dogs. I know everything. Just their lives are like a little soap opera that I'm following. I love it. Anyway, but they separated their channels off. So, that's good.
I do not know the next one, Steve. So fill us in.
Master Sight. Wow. Master Sight is the YouTube channel of Adam Ballard, US Master. So it's Adam Ballard running through some tournaments and some kind of like practice games, but he's his enviable insights, giant Kings of War brain. So very similar to Paige. This is kind of what you might call high level Kings of War content. So if you really want to learn how to play the game, Adam's YouTube channel and Paige's YouTube channel give you a kind of similar glimpse into the minds of these titans of the game, something like that. So that's... that's Adam's channel, Master Sight. He kind of kept it on the down low, I think. He hasn't really promoted it very much, but he is producing content. So Master Sight, well worth checking out.
Very nice.
The next one I think is a very sweet channel. This is Lazy Pirate Painting, which is produced by my good friend Steve Evans.
Steve.
You met Steve, right? Did you meet Steve at Clash?
I did. Met him at Clash. So, and I follow him. I follow him around on Facebook. I envy his ability to paint.
He has every army. Literally every army. Nearly.
That's my goal, but he's actually done it. So.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. So he's kind of a little, that's very rude. He's quite short. He's a pirate from Bristol. He's got a lovely Bristolian accent, but he tends to, I call him tournament reports, but it's kind of more... like slideshows of really cool looking armies. So basically he takes photos of the games that he's playing, doesn't quite do a battle report, tells you how he did, but it's more kind of like a slideshow of armies. So if you like army pictures and seeing what different armies look like, or you want to see what Kings of War armies look like, I think, and they're quite short form videos as well, they're not very long, so they're quite digestible. So Lazy Pirate Painting is Steve's channel.
Here's another one I don't know, Steve, so fill us in.
Well, I also don't know a lot about Sacred Tree. So Sacred Tree is just another algorithm-recommended channel, which I came across in my recommendations, and they just – it's Kings of War Battle Reports. And having said that, I've now lost them on YouTube because it turns out Sacred Tree is an incredibly common name. And the only reason I've obviously found them once, and I was going through my, subscriptions, going to subscriptions, and it shows you which channels have updated recently. And I came across a Sacred Tree, and they had been updating Kings of War Battle Reports relatively recently. They don't have a huge number of views, Sacred Tree. I'm searching now to try and find it. And if I can't find it, I'm going to sound really, this is dead air at this moment. Talk amongst yourselves. Imagine, there it is, Sacred Tree. So 9 days ago, for example, they posted a Basileans versus League of Rodia. Where in the world are they based? I don't know. It doesn't even say. But yeah, they're doing relatively... Okay. So they posted a bunch of battle reports 2 years ago, and then 2 weeks ago they started posting again. So there you go. Brand new, hot, sizzling Kings of War content for you, which I haven't even watched, but I'm sure they're brilliant.
Well, if they play Undead, we can say they're back from the grave. So
nice, they do. So their first one was 2 weeks ago, is Undead versus Goblins, and they've just done Basileans versus Rodia. And I wonder where in the world they're from. Let's if I put them on, can you hear them?
I have no idea, Steve.
England.
England. There you go. See? Someone's making content from England.
I kind of vaguely recognize
them. Well, Andy 2D6 is too.
Well, he is. There's only one Orange Legend.
That's right.
Cool. Well, I'm going to go and have a little view of that myself in a bit. But anyway, Sacred Tree, go and check them out. Tell us what you think. And next up is another Battle Report channel. Do you know Victoria Wargaming, Mark? Didn't you add Victoria Wargaming?
Yes, I have watched it a couple times. Their logo's got, I think it's like an M16 facing down, and it's got different weapons. So they do different content over there, but they do Kings of War. So
yeah, let's see. So the recent ones they've got, 2 weeks ago they did Empire of Dust versus Dwarfs, Empire of Dust versus Halflings a month ago. So yeah, they've actually got quite a few recent Kings of War videos. Oh, yeah, no, I remember. They've got that really nice setup, haven't they? It's actually, yeah, they've got a lovely setup. Right. And they stream live, so they stream their games live. And you can see a top-down, you can see a side-on, you can see the clock, you can see the dice. They've got a really, really nice setup. So, yeah, Victoria Wargaming's got a very, very digestible, very nice graphics. So, yeah, that's very nice. Good for them. And last but not least, we've got, these guys are kind of a big deal in the world of YouTube on tabletop, right?
Yeah, also formerly known as Beasts of War. So
do they do Kings of War content? Because I'm just looking on their channel.
They do. I mean, they do everything. They're like, they actually had a cable channel that you could watch at one time. I mean, like regular television. I'd get up with the kids and we'd watch the Saturday morning show and all that type of stuff. So, but you know, they cover everything.
They cover all the games.
But the Mantic crew goes over there. They've done quite a bit. They've done Learn to Play Kings of War. They've, you know, anytime something new's coming out, I wouldn't be surprised that we won't see any Epic over there or, you know, stuff like that. It's not Kings of War, I know. But, yeah, they do put some stuff over there. And, you know, if you're keeping up with Mantic, you know, they're just another one of the outlets. But they do good content. So.
Cool. Okay, that's on tabletop. Good, good, good. I'm now going to cough. Excuse me. So that's all the YouTube channels that we had on our list. I am sure there are more. So if you have a fledgling YouTube channel, first of all, very sorry. And second of all, let us know. And we'll go and check it out. And then we'll tell all of our listeners, all three of them, all about it. And we can go and have a look. And that would be awesome. So for the last section, we had blogs, and I started to write a list of blogs, but when I did the community update, I used to keep a regular list, and I would just kind of knock them out every time I found one. And here's the thing, there are hundreds of blogs out there, and at some point I will go back through the old community updates, because I used to put the links underneath each of them, pull out all the blogs, and do a great big list of them. But for now, I just wanted to kind of pull out some of the ones that you need to know about. So top one, Mark, what's the number one website you should go to if you like blogging about Kings of War?
Well, that is going to be Dash 28. Is where they have a legion of Kings of War content.
They do. Apparently, they only kept the Zombie Legion at Dash 28 because of Dash 28. Otherwise, it was going to go down. But they'll pop that. Dash 28 is it's still... Jake is back being editor, I think, of Dash 28. There's something for everyone there, from newbie guys to army guys to campaign information. There is a bunch of tools there. You know, the back end is produced by Mike Adkins. It's really, really high quality, good stuff. Big fan of Dash 28. Check it out if you like Kings of War. But another blog which I think is really worth looking at is Until Somebody Loses an Eye.
One of my personal faves, and I'll tell you what, it definitely duels Dash 28 for that top spot because I love what Mike Carter does. This is Mike Carter's blog, and, you know, I've known Mike since the Warhammer days and Kings of War First Edition. You know, it was, boy, I think it was the very first Kings of War tournament we went down to. Mike Carter ran it, and he was actually the ringer and kicked my ass. So,
been running tournaments since 2000.
Mike brews his own beer, and he's a great painter, and, you know, he's a TO. You know, he runs Adepticlash. Mike's just the all-around great guy. You know, he's a great example. Pat, I always call him the Pathfinder extraordinaire. So, and the best part about his blog, if you can't build a Mantic model because they don't put out instructions, Mike might be assembling it on his blog, and he will give you pictures of the sprue and everything laid out and, you know, which parts go together and everything. It is a lifesaver.
That is exactly why this blog is so good. Yep, 100%.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, they are now, Mantic are now putting instructions into their boxes, but it's been a long time coming. So all of the historical Mantic miniatures, pretty much all of the recent, certainly all of the recent releases, Mike buys out of his own wallet, by the way. He doesn't get them for free. And then he posts building instructions, which are an absolute lifesaver for some of the more complicated models. So until somebody loses an eye, just fantastic quality content. Then, of course, there is, we felt obliged to put in the Mantic blog.
Of course. Hey, that's where blog. You get breaking Kings of War news, so it's
right.
Got to be in here.
Also, there is a YouTube channel as well, so we should have mentioned that. Anyway, you know, if you're following Kings of War and you haven't got those, then I give up on you, frankly. And then there is a legion. There's a ton, hundreds of blogs, people just blogging their own little stuff. And like I said, I'm going to do a list at some point. But there's three that I wanted to mention because I'll be honest with you, Mark, they're my friends. You know. And the first of those is TT Gaming. And this is my friend Annie, who is a great guy, runs a tournament called TT as well, TT Tournaments up in Leeds. Leeds? No, Sheffield. Sorry, guys, Sheffield. So Andy's Kings of War is a great blog that he runs. He's mostly got his Ratkin on it at the minute. He's a very nice guy. And then I got to mention Bob's blog, which is Bluffish, the Free Dwarves of Boland, which is his Free Dwarves. Some of Bob's really kind of outstanding painting goes up there. Bob is just one of the absolute pillars of the Kings of War community in the UK. Really, really nice guy. Really nice guy. And the last but not least is the Wizards Bookshelf, which is produced by Eddie Barr, who comes from near Steve, actually, down in Bristol, which is another lovely blog where he just kind of tracks. He is also a Ratkin painter. A lot of Ratkin painters make blogs. Maybe it's something in their blood. But those three are three local ones from the UK here. I know there are tons of blogs out there, but if I didn't mention them, then they might make sad faces at me on Facebook, and then I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Have we any blogs which spring immediately to your mind, Mark, that we haven't mentioned, putting you on the spot?
I'm not a big blog reader, so, you know, I get the Mantic news and you know, and then Mike Carter's until someone loses an eye, and then I do Dash 28, and that's about it. So that's what I have time for, but they're good ways to keep up with everything. So especially following Mike Carter on Facebook and stuff, you know, every time he posts I get something, so I just you know, get it immediately, so I'm able to go ahead and read that. So
there is one more website that we absolutely must mention, completely
absolutely
essential, right at the end, and that is the Kings of War Forum, KOW Forum, which is a fantastic resource. It's a great place if you like old school forums. You find, you know, Facebook impenetrable, impossible to find things. There is a group of great gamers there who are posting their content. Really, really nice people. Really great commentary on painting. It's a good way to keep track of your stuff. There's loads and loads of different content on the Kings of War Forum. It's only also run by our own Fred. So he's a good guy. Feel free to chuck him a Patreon dollar or whatever so he can keep the costs of running the server. But yeah, the KOW Forum is another great way of keeping in touch with your fellow gamers. And do you know what, Mark? I've just remembered. There's also the Kings of War Discord channel. But
I don't go on Discord very much. I used to do it for After Dark, but then
So I don't know how cool. to get people to. So if you, how do we get people to the Kings of War, the Mantic fans Discord? That you can get like an invite list, right? A link or something. We'll post one in the show notes, an invite link to the Kings of War Discord. But feel free to come onto there and chat away with some more handsome and beautiful and maybe really unattractive. I don't really care. Gamers who are really passionate about their gaming, and there's lots of different channels for all the Mantic games.
There you go. I just remembered one more YouTube channel that that I do have a subscription to. So, and it's Matthew Temple. And Matthew is, he's done a couple of things, episodes with Countercharge lately, and he has his daughter Raina on there. She's like 3 years old. So it really, for me, you know, he's not a terrific painter type of thing. I'm not watching, you know, like, you know, all these Michelangelos getting painted. You know, he's got practical, you know, painting tips and things like that for the armies. And plus, I love seeing Raina's antics, and they have a good time. So, he's a teacher. He goes to Adepticon, and I think he's in Indianapolis, Indiana, here in the States. So, you know, he runs with Mike Carter in the group, too, I believe. And I've met him a couple times, and big shout out for him. He doesn't have a lot of followers or anything like that, but I do enjoy his content. So
cool. I didn't know about that one. I shall immediately subscribe, putting up to 40 subscribers.
That's right. He's got 39 right now, so you'll make it 40. So, but nice. It's a lot of fun. One of the episodes recently has been about like making a Kings of War base. You know, and how to go out and gather the bark out there, and, you know, how to safely bake it and get all the bugs out of it, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. So, like I said, it's nothing fancy, but, you know, it's good, solid, practical, at-home gamer stuff.
Cool. Right. Well, that's these are supposed to be short, aren't they? Short. Otherwise, Chris beats us. So let's wrap it up there.
Or charges us extra money for all the storage space on the server.
That's so. Right. That's right. And, Fred's processing fees for editing it. Yeah. All right, that'll do us. Until next time, wait. Oh, God.
So many universes, so little time.